Welcome, welcome. Do for Love. What's this, volume two?
Volume two.
We did it. Two shows. We still building a Gmail account, so you can send us emails just to us instead of the whole crew. But for right now, you can check us out at straightolcpodbean.com. Just search straightolc, and you will find it on podbean.com. With this show, we're gonna get straight into it. But first of all, I'm gonna give a shout out to Joseph Richardson for doing the intro, because I don't think we gave him a shout out on the first show.
Yep, Jay Moore.
You know, doing his thing, so check him out. All right, y'all, just get right into it. Do for Love.
I wanna welcome everybody to our special Empire episode. We're recording on a Wednesday. How y'all like that? So, Remy, Chadzilla.
It's Rashad Ism.
Whatever. I call you what I want to. Anyway, let's talk about Empire. And it's so many different issues that's going on with this show. Everybody is loving the craze right now. Right. You know, we got a Facebook group. Wow. Empire Cookie Strikes Back. We got all these things going on. Let's talk about the issues that's going on with Empire. We got a couple of love triangles here and there and everywhere.
Right.
What y'all feeling? Who you rooting for? You Cookie or Anika? Yeah. Boo Boo Kitty? Or Team Cookie? Which one?
You know what? I'm going with Cookie.
Hey.
I didn't at first.
What?
Cause first it was like when she first got out of prison. She was like too much. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, what's going on? So I thought she was kind of going to be more like just destroying the company and all that. Mm-hmm. But it came out, it's the opposite.
It's
her company. And she's trying to make it better. And the other girl, what's the
Anika?
Anika. Yeah. She actually making it worse. But I think I'm Team Cookie.
All right. What about you?
Yeah, if I got to pick a team, I'll pick Team Cookie.
You got to pick a team, dude.
Yeah. I dated a woman who reminds me a lot of Anika, so that's automatically Team Cookie.
Womp, womp.
Right.
Whoa. Shots. Okay. Well, let's see. Lucius Lyon. Shout out to Terrence Howard. Whoop, whoop. I think he turned 45. He looks really good for 45. What y'all think? Well, never mind. Y'all brothers, y'all ain't going to even say nothing about it. You look good for 45. Yeah. Yes. Anywho.
If we cut that Eddie off, the little Eddie we had, that was making him look older.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because like, you know.
He did cut it off?
No.
I ain't even pay attention that much.
He still got it. He still got the Eddie.
Well, you know, he got this little thing going on between Cookie and Anika. And to tell you the truth, I have been Team Cookie from the beginning.
From the beginning?
Yes.
Kind of looks like Cookie a little bit.
You know what? I'm so tired of people
telling me. Everybody say that.
Oh, my God. I have had Taraji fever since Baby Boy. When
she was in that, I loved her. She
yeah,
was in
yeah, that was my girl in Baby Boy.
Everybody think I look like Taraji.
Yeah, she's a good actor. I heard they both of them like... They like to work with each other, but they real hard to work with.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
With, I guess with other people working with them.
Other people working
with
them.
Because they have a great chemistry.
Yeah.
They have an awesome chemistry.
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of seemed like they could, you know, like it's real. Yeah. As far as the relationship part with
and
them.
To me, like acting wise, Anika seems kind of corny. But it's, like it just doesn't flow.
But I think it's supposed to be like that.
You think so?
Yeah. She, okay. She kind of supposed to be like the little corny. She kind of really.
Cornball.
Yeah.
Or maybe she like, you know, the fake love because she has to the dough. That's, you know what I'm saying?
And I don't know. I don't want to spoil it. But for some reason, I think she's going to die.
What?
Let's make some predictions.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's make some predictions.
Well, okay, we can make the predictions, but I want you all to answer my question right quick, and then we're gonna make our predictions.
All right.
Do you think Lucius is in love with Anika or Boo Boo Kitty, or is he in love with Cookie? Which one?
You gonna go first?
Really? Yeah, I think. Tell you the truth, I think before she got out, I think he wasn't in love with none of them.
Mm.
At first. And I think that's, sometimes it can be a situation that if you're in a relationship with somebody and they kind of come along at the right time,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, well, you know, because he was going to marry her. Well, I decided I'm going to marry her. But I don't think it was really love there. It was like a timing, you know what I'm saying? But I think.
Because he dying.
Yeah.
Mm.
But when he, you know, started getting sick and stuff a lot, Cookie, like, really was taking care of him. And I think he see that.
Mm-hmm.
So now he falling back in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I think it's love between them two, but the girlfriend, nah. Mm-hmm. I think he, I mean, he probably, you know, have feelings for her,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think he really, especially not that he see what's going on. You know, he sees family together and all that. I don't think he really feeling her like that.
I don't know. I would say, I think I can agree with you for the most part. I think it was one of those things, like you said. The Anika lady is filling in, kind of. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't mean that he doesn't like her.
It doesn't
mean that he may not be. Actually, I think he does love her, but he's not in love with her, especially with Cookie coming back on the scene. And I think even though his character, you know, he's a kind of, to me, he's like an all over the place, semi-shady character.
Right.
I think like underneath it all, and as we can see in one of the episodes when they, you know, consummated once again, that there was still loyalty to Cookie. And as much as he wanted to fight, you know, fight her and you ain't finna come up in here and doing all of this, this and that. It was something about, I guess, what they've been through that just turned that light back on, you know. So it seems like it's a deep loyalty in that, you know, it makes sense that they would, you know, kick it again or whatever. And the Anika chick, you know, you know, it's been cool, but.
Do you think we feel this way because he always loved her, or you think
with Cookie or Anika?
Cookie, or is it like a thing that she kind of was changing too?
Because
I think she came in the game at first, like she was like, "Hey,"
but she was mad.
Yeah, it's about me.
Right?
But she ain't like that now. Now she's kind of like it's about all of us.
I could see a woman. Honestly, opening back up to her family. Because I could see her, you know, being in jail for, what was it, 17 years?
Right.
And then she's just like, man, you know, F that. Y'all ain't, you know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't really visit, blah, blah, blah. But once she getting around that family environment and stuff, and I can't believe I'm saying that with the show Empire and the weird-ass family.
I'm just getting a complete kick out of this. Because you gentlemen are talking about this show way more than me. Like, I'm like, okay.
I'm forced to look at it.
Y'all,
you know what I'm
y'all
saying?
Really get to it. Y'all feeling it.
I have a gun in my head. So, no, I'm just kidding.
But I think there's a lot of dudes probably in some way can relate to that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I think Empire was whack at first, but I think the storyline, even though it's a whole bunch of I think the storyline is actually starting to get better, believe it or not.
Well.
But that's for later. I'll talk about
that. I really, truly think from just watching the whole thing. Number one, Lucius loves Cookie. You know, you can't deny that they have the history that they have. They have children together. They done been through the fire. You know, they done ate roach sandwiches together right. back in the day and all the. Did I say that? Oh, yeah.
Roach sandwiches.
Anyway, yeah. you know they
said
did
that on the show.
No,
but that's, they imagined that they did.
Right. They fried they did bologna. All that extraness, and then she was snatched away, and they did not get a chance to enjoy the luxury of life that they were building together. But right now, I think that he still deep down have some sincere feelings for Cookie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just men have a way of being able to juggle balls. And
I'm going to have to hit you with a pause.
No.
Even though you're a female. No. I got to hit you with a pause because you're talking about men.
I've never was known to be a good ball juggler.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I played basketball. Quit acting. Where is y'all mind in the gutter? In the gutter hey, right now. Men have a way of being able to handle a few women at a time. I mean, a lot of men do that. I think we talked about this in the last show where, you know, a man can have two or three women and be able to deal with all of that. Women, on the other hand, we cater to one at a time and truly cater. You know what I'm saying? But I think.
But men do that too.
I'm not saying men don't, but I'm saying a natural nature, men tend to run after whatever they can get. They're hunters and gatherers, quote unquote.
Until you grow up.
Oh, okay. Until
you grow up.
All right, I like that.
Because
once you grow up, you're a one-woman man. Is that how it?
I think once you grow up, and in respect of what you're saying, I think when you're young and you kind of distracted and just, you know, you got a lot going on. Maybe your hormones all over the place.
I think you know.
Don't blame it on the
hormones. No, I'm being serious.
I think you have a sense of time.
Thank you. Yeah. It's just like you want to chase and conquer, and you're feeding the ego. You know what I'm saying? But one day, you know, and it happens to all men that whether they pay attention to it or not, that's something different. But you wake up and you like, how you just said, a sense of time. How much time am I giving to try to take care of three women, and what is it really worth? You know, the sex is gonna be the sex. I don't care if a woman, like somebody put up a post the other day about not Chris Brown, but I guess Wiz.
That's gonna
and
be
somebody
later
else
in the show.
Okay, left these, or Amber Rose and the other chick got left, but yet everybody is saying that these are bad bitches and all of this other stuff. Excuse my language.
I think I saw that post.
Yeah, but that just goes to show you that ain't going to keep a man. And eventually, as you get older, you know, you kind of grow out of it. And it is about substance and who or what is benefiting you the most when it comes to your time.
Okay. So
when it comes to a female. So I think homeboy, you know, Cookie, believe it or not, is more beneficial to him. Even when they show the flashbacks of her making moves to get the money. You know what I'm saying? And like, to my understanding, she, you know, she threw herself on the line. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that, and he, even though I think he's a shady ass character, he does have a deep respect and a loyal factor for her.
But I'm saying though, do y'all think he had love for her when she first came out?
When she first came out?
I don't think he did.
I think that yes, I think he had love for her.
Right.
And the reason why I say this, I'm going to give you a point. The gentleman, well, not he wasn't a gentleman. He was a thug, but he was a rapper in the elevator.
In the elevator. Right.
And
like,
he disrespected her.
44-4.
Right. He disrespected her in the elevator. And even though he did not take up for her in her face, when she left the elevator, he fired the dude. You know, so that showed me right there. Even though he wasn't showing her affection and that type of love at that time, he still had that in his heart.
And I don't see that.
No, I you know what? Can I say this real quick, Grim? Yeah. I actually agree with her. Because in the beginning, of course, this show, and with us being men, we know what it's like when you just like you super focused.
Yeah.
So I think with him, it was just so much a chip on his shoulder to have this perfect family and a perfect chick on his side and have everything look a certain way.
Right.
But his little actions within the first two episodes, you could just kind of tell that whole perfection, egotistic idea started breaking down when he did recognize, like, wait a minute, this wouldn't be possible without this woman's help. So it seemed like it was a gradual thing.
Since I think when she first came out, Of course, he had like, okay, you know, you the mother of my kids. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I think it was kind of like, let me pay her off real quick and step to the side. You know what I'm saying? But right. I think later when he started getting sick more and he kind of saw that she was caring. Because I think the incident in the elevator, I think he was more mad. It was like, he thought it was more disrespecting himself. Like, because dudes like that, like, why you call her, like you call her, you know what I'm saying? Like you calling her a bitch in front of me. I think so.
No, I don't think so. And the reason why I don't think so,
you know what I'm saying? How some dudes do that?
I don't see that.
Like you can feel comfortable saying that to anybody that's tied to me, yeah. and he's thinking like you think I'm weak as the man.
Yeah,
you know. I can see that, but I think it could be possibly both.
I don't know. I guess I can't see it because I'm not a man, so I can't relate to that. But just my point of view, I really truly feel that he made the right decision as far as firing the guy because first of all, first and foremost, she is his children's mother. Right. So if he allowed this guy to disrespect his children's mother, that would have left a bad taste in darn near everybody's mouth.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you think he fired him because he disrespected her solely, or is it more because it's like you kind of put me in a position now I'm gonna have to fire you?
Yeah, I see it both, and then you know you just don't want nobody to play you too close either.
Yeah, because
it's like if you think you could talk to me or talk about anybody connected to me like that around
I'm
me,
good on you.
When it come to business too, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna probably get real slick slivy with that as well. You know what I mean? Mm. Shout out to Stanley for creating slick slivy.
for example, like say a couple is together. And they into it. The wife or whatever, the girlfriend, she goes to her friends and be like, I can't believe this did this. He said this about me. And she just dogging them.
Right.
But as soon as they dog them, she's mad.
Right.
Only I could dog them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's to me, that's how it was at first with them. Like he was like just going off on him, but when he says something, it's like it's almost more you taking it personal because of yourself.
But but even in the example that you have given, that still shows that person actually cares about that other individual. You know, if I'm sitting over there saying that I can dog this person, but I'm not gonna let you do it. It ain't about you disrespecting me. It's about the fact that I don't want you disrespecting him. That's still a sign that I care about that person. Now, if I allowed you to go ahead and dog the dude, and I'm dogging him too, and we laughing, joking, and it's funny, and we dogging them together, that means I don't give a shit. But being that I'm telling you, hold up, I can say what I want to say. You don't even speak on that subject. You can't talk about him. That's still showing that obviously I must care.
Right.
Yeah, I see it as both. Now, I know a gang of women that'll talk shit about you, and then like they'll talk about you, but they homegirls can't talk about.
Oh, they ready?
Yeah,
to
fight. I know that too. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Or even the mother situations where.
So what y'all think about the relationship with the youngest son and the
model,
what's her name?
Naomi Campbell.
Ooh. You know what? If she was in my face right now, I probably would have got pimp slapped. Oh my god. I said Iman. Oops.
Yeah.
Anywho. Naomi.
Naomi.
What y'all think about that relationship?
You know what? I'm gonna say this right quick. First and foremost, I posted this the other day. I cannot stand it when a woman is 3 feet taller than her man. For some reason, I think that is so unsexy, so unattractive.
This is going back to part one of Dude for Love.
To me,
now we going back.
What I can't stand, it's not that. To me, it's the...
they both the same size when they lay down.
No.
It's the age to me. It's like, when she's like way older.
Right.
I was going to get to that.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to go there. You know, I was going. I was creeping that way. All I'm saying is that's one of the things that irritated me. And then, yes, it is a big, huge age difference between them. You could see it. It's written all over their faces. But, you know, I do believe a smart woman said one time, age ain't nothing but a number.
Throwing down ain't nothing but a thing.
Leah. But
he like that old meow meow, man.
And a lot of men like older women.
She way older.
Now,
I think she has an agenda. That's
of course
I'm
she has an agenda. You can tell that on the commercials.
Yeah.
She got an agenda.
She trying to get that company.
And here's the thing, too, that I did not like. You know what I'm saying? Where it was like, I think it was the last episode where they were at the all-white party.
Yeah.
And she was talking mad slick to the
mother. Yeah.
She walked away, though.
And her son, you know. It ain't, you know, he ain't gonna fight cancer. So you know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna do nothing.
So what you think? Like, you think he got like? Cause he, I guess he really supposed to be like, what, about like 18 or 19?
Like, no, I think he's like 21.
He supposed to be like 21.
Yeah, maybe 21. Yeah.
He drinking. Yeah, I see him drinking.
So he's like 21, 22. But you think he really like her like that, or is this kind of
in the last episode he told his girlfriend that he's still in love with her.
To me, it's still like he don't. But he using her as a tool to fight against his girlfriend, the young girl, and his mother.
So the young girl is his girlfriend? The Rihanna knockoff?
It was.
Did you? Oh, she was just here. How you gonna disrespect her like this?
I wasn't at the party. I wasn't going because of her.
She was just here.
I think he really liked the young girl.
Remy, you're gonna have to start paying attention
took the lesbian route. You know what I'm saying? I think he's still a young boy, so things are affecting him differently. You know, he ain't looking at that as the bones.
Nah, he don't like that young punana. He like that old.
He makes it drip drop.
Drippity drop. That whack ass. I don't know, dude.
Remy, I swear, me and you are gonna go head to head all night.
I think he using her. It's his mother
and to that girl. Like, hey, you play me, but I got this older woman. You know what I'm saying?
But I can't see it so much towards the girl because they kind of came to an agreement.
Yeah,
after the fact,
did.
You know what I'm saying? So it seemed like they kind of squashed their beef.
I don't think they did yet. I think they did.
I think they squashed it. Mm. And then on top of that, like she said, well, if I come back to Empire, I want things how they used to be. And he was like, let me tell you. He was like, honestly, it ain't going to be like that because I'm still in love with Naomi. What's her name on the show? I don't remember. But that she's a non-factor. Anyway. I'm gonna get slapped again. Lord have mercy. Anyway, he said that. He told her honestly, I'm in love with her.
He's playing that game.
I don't think he loves her though.
He don't. And he using her for kind of get back at his mother. That's what his mother was like.
But
she's there for a reason, but it ain't love. But she kind of bossed up on him. That's how she ended up at the party.
But she also tried to sit up here and give Lucius the eye.
Yeah,
she did do some slick slivey. I saw that.
I seen that. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah, but she knows she doing.
Right.
Know? But he do too.
I really don't think so, Remy. I think you're giving the little Hakeem a little too much credit.
I think it's gonna be something with that. And I think the girlfriend, what's she called? That Holly Berry knockoff.
Right.
I think she might get killed.
Oh yes, prediction time. Okay, so Remy thinks Anika's gonna get killed. You know what? She's playing a dangerous game right now. She's
gonna probably catch a stray bullet. She ain't gonna get clapped just to get clapped. She's gonna get in the way, probably get a conscious. I know my father. Because it's something. What's going on with the father?
That's a whole nother show, guy. We're getting off the subject.
No, it is Empire.
No, it's Empire, but we're talking about the love.
Oh, yeah, you're right. But it does have something to do with what's going on, though.
True, but we're talking, you know what? Just roll with it.
She's going to catch a straight bully. I think she's going to jump in the way or something.
I think she's in a position right now that something, like you said, is
and she let
dangerous.
Robert De Niro little cousin hit it, too. He hit it.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No,
because she
not.
Went to go see
no,
him.
No, she didn't.
She cried. No. She
you
cried,
need to
but
start
she
looking at
she
the show.
Went to the. I watched that bullshit.
No.
She went to the hotel, and then that dude, because when they pulled the straps on each other, he was like, "Yeah, your girl talks in the." Pillow talk or something like
he
that.
He was just talking crap. He didn't touch her. They did not sleep together. No.
She was talking that professional shit.
She told him he needs to check himself and he needs to bag on up and they need to have their professional. They didn't sleep together. No.
But she was saying that. I mean, when he was saying that pillow, he was just saying that she talks too much. Like she said some things about you, but not.
He just said something to get up under
Lucius'
skin.
Turned red than a month when he said.
Exactly. He knew he was known. That's right. What he said.
He just got up under his skin. Yeah. That's all.
I guess I missed that.
Yeah.
Now I don't think she. I think she's out there to do something, but I don't think she a whore though.
I don't think she's gonna make it to season two.
I think she's gonna die.
Okay.
Season one finale.
She's Anika. Bye bye, boo boo kitty. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what's your prediction, Shad?
Well, I think she probably'll catch a stray bullet. I don't know. What I mean, there'll be a season two.
Well, how about this? Who do you think is gonna get the company?
It ain't Andre crazy ass. I know he ain't.
I get that boy his meds.
That's right. A weird thing too. With the mother coming back, why come? It seems like she never. Well, I don't know.
You know what? I'm glad. I think Cookie might get it. Where she keep? They keep saying the sons, but I think Cookie probably is gonna get it.
Hmm. Well, this is my prediction. They're gonna come up with a cure for ALS, and
He's gonna keep.
What's gonna happen is he's gonna stay around for season two. Mm-hmm. I believe him and Cookie is going to eventually get back together, and it's gonna blow to hell when she finds out that he killed Bunky.
Yeah, we can't forget about Bunky. Can't forget about Bunky and his partner. You know, Malik Yoba already know.
Ah, he know.
I'm, he didn't want to forgive us for not knowing names. We using like government names. Yeah,
he didn't want to. He didn't want to save them.
NYPD, undercover Nick. No.
And I think something gonna happen with the middles with the gay son, because you know the guy he was dating, they were serious about, he left. Uh-huh. To me, that was too fast.
Yeah, he did get cut out of there real quick, didn't he?
That was too fast.
Yeah, right. I tripped off of that too.
Nah, he probably a pop back up.
Pause.
Whatever happened to Raven? She just dropped her daughter off and burnt out.
That was weird.
And ain't there still some beef lingering for when D-Ray, you know, in a little party had when they What did he say? This is how we eat in the streets. It was something real corny he said. And they ended up killing somebody.
Yeah.
That, you know, by accident. Right. So it seemed like it's still beef lingering.
It is. They kind of keeping the door open a lot.
I think the Cookie's engineer she cool with gonna eat another bowl of Fruit Loops while cats in the studio rapping. That was whack as hell.
Speaking on whack females, let's talk about the new age thoughts.
What does thought stand for? Thirsty holes out tonight?
No, those that holes over there. Hole over there.
Oh, that's right. That hole over there.
Yeah.
But I know y'all been seeing a lot of thought. Is it thought?
Yes,
thought. The thought is
these holes only tap dance.
The definition. Can someone give us a definition for thoughts for the people who have not, you know, been elevated to that type of thinking
the
yet?
Thought levelism. So do y'all think that's like the new sexy?
No.
Hell no.
In their eyes? Come on, we talked about that before, how at one point everybody was like, I have to be grown and sexy. Now it's like everybody thotting now. Is that
No, everybody is not thotting.
That hair Shorty. Only tracks. I'm still trying to come up with that.
There's a story out right now about a thot that's trying to go see the Mayweather fight.
Yeah.
And she's actually coming up with a PayPal account?
I got
something?
Into some of the most epic arguments over that. She got the money.
Yeah, she's getting the money. She's giving me an idea. But anyway, she's really creating buzz for herself, trying to make her way to the ringside courts, you know, ringside.
Thought funding. I thought she only made, because she only asked for $1,500.
That's it?
And she got it like in 2 days, and then she bumped it up to $5,000 and said, oh, I'm going to give the difference to my homegirl who has cancer. Or suffering for cancer.
You, Mari detected that is a lie.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. And it was just like it was a uproar because it's like, wow, you know, but the argument was, can you get mad at her because it's something she wanted and she
you cannot get mad at her. Why would you get mad at her? Because she up here doing her.
I think if you got integrity, you could get mad at her. Like, in a sense of, like, why would you use a GoFundMe to do now, something that like that's ignorant. But that but here's the thing: it's to each person's perspective and own opinions. Because I can't, you know, you can't get mad. And well, I'm mad at it, but I understand what they were saying.
Why
like,
you mad?
Don't hate because GoFundMe. I thought just like with Kickstarter and anything else. That those things were used for fundraising, but for, you know, projects, creating, you know, businesses or products that, you know, can further society as a whole.
Oh.
Yeah. Not
okay.
Funding a hoe.
Yeah, I look at it both ways. Like, I wish she, I mean, she's grown. She can do what she want.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate that she had to use that.
Oh, okay. You know see, I am ignorant to GoFundMe. I'm sorry. Yeah, I have no idea what it was.
And, you know. And then one of the bigger arguments, too, was that it just seems like, you know, I'm trying to stay away from, you know, the debatey stuff because I know if you don't know, the first episode probably had like 2 hours kind of cut out of it.
I edit so much. Because
I'm black, y'all. And I'm black and I'm black and I'm back.
Oh, Lord.
But it's... It's just like, well, you have a lot of black businesses and just businesses in general who, you know, it was just the argument about, okay, here are things that could, you know, help us as a people or help people in general. Can't get funded, but I want to go see Mayweather. And it's like cats is throwing mad money at it. So it was just like a confusion, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
and then every now here's the thing.
At least
you start,
she didn't lay down and open her legs for $1,500.
Well, that's what she gonna do
women,
when she get there. But this
women
is what
do that
because
all the time.
What are you gonna sure Mayweather weekend $1,500?
I'm sure it's gonna go to that.
What are you gonna do? You barely get into Vegas with
$1,500. I don't mean to be funny, but hypothetically speaking, if I got quote unquote funded to go see the fight, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go see the fight.
No, she's just going for the weekend. Them fight tickets, the cheapest price is $5,000.
Oh.
Look it up. The nosebleeds are 5G.
Well, goodness.
I've been to the MGM before. Not for no
Mayweather, holla at
them,
me.
The nosebleeds are hot. So that's pretty much what it was. It just seemed like, you know, really, you know. And it was just, in my opinion, it was a bad look to me. But like you said, you know, one person trash is another person's treasure. You know
that,
what I'm saying?
That is very, very true. But goodness.
She getting the money.
Hey, I mean, listen, this is what my father told me growing up. He said, always ask for what you want because there's only two answers you can get. Either it's going to be a yes or it's going to be a no. So therefore, that's what I do. I just ask, hey, can I get blah, blah, blah? And you know what? If it's a no, I'm going to go on to the next, you know, thing or whatever. But, you know, I really feel, don't you even go there.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know if this is the witch. You know what I'm saying? Because if a dude do that on some stuff, you know, I just ask what I want.
That's what my father told me.
You hear me?
Right.
What? They say closed mouths don't get fed.
Is this what's the rating of this show? Rated R, PG-13.
We grown
I
up
keep,
in here.
You know, nah, try it. I'm just saying. Okay. I'm just saying that don't always work for, you know, that's not equally
not at all unless you
functional.
Well, are y'all saying that it's double standards to asking for what it is that you want? Is that what you're saying?
I think it's, once again, we'll come back to integrity. I think it's double standards in that area. Now, if you don't give a, you know, a whatever, then nah, you know. But
Shad, can I have $5?
Huh?
Can I have $5?
And I appreciate you for asking.
That's not a yes or no. Can I have $5?
Exactly.
You know what? I don't know what he on right now.
Is she going to get front row seats at that fight? No.
In front of the TV.
Right. $1,500 in Vegas. What you been them club?
The couch or you want the
you
love
know
seat?
What? With that what? No, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
This is coming from a female's perspective. She probably already got a way to Vegas. She probably already got her hotel paid for. And she wanted to get some extra little spending money. Because, see, bitches, you know what? Bitches are sneaky. You know what I'm saying? Bitches
are sneaky,
okay? She already got her a 60-year-old sponsor somewhere who already like, I'm taking your ass to Vegas. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Get you some purse money on GoFundMe. Nah, but no, because she was just like, now here's the craziest thing, because I looked at it from a priority standpoint. First off, she was like, well, I just bought a house. Okay. And my homegirls already got their stuff for Vegas. And I guess she was saying she didn't have enough money left. So that's why she was trying to do it. And I'm like, what kind of.
Like I said, bitches are sneaky.
Okay.
Shorty had a sugar daddy.
She got something going on. Hell, for you just bought you a house. Now, I just
bought. If
that's even true.
Bitches are sneaky. I said that. How many times have I said that already?
Call for Section 8.
We wrong.
We hate no. We old.
Speaking on sugar daddies, let's go to the next topic. Should a woman give a man that she dating a chance who might not be financially sounded like she is?
Woo! Oh, let me see. Let's open up this Pandora's box, shall we?
Superficial rampage. I'm just playing.
Did you really go there? First of all, I'm not superficial, honey. I'm not superficial.
No, we know.
Okay, this is my thing. From personal experience, I have dated bums. You know who
like
you are.
Like literal bums?
No, hell no.
Or PlayStation 4 bums?
Hell no. I mean.
My mama stay with me?
Yeah. Okay, I've dated those type. I've dated men who own companies. I've dated men who are actually very wealthy. So being that I've seen a nice little spectrum of financial instability, where I am at in my period of life, I would prefer to deal with a gentleman who was financially stable. I've already been through, you know, a couple of relationships where I have literally helped the gentleman get to a certain point and all of that. It's time consuming. It's nerve wracking. It gets on your nerves. Honestly, it's like you're trying to support and help at the same time, and it's draining as hell. And I don't, at this point in my life, I don't feel like being drained. I want to be an asset to someone, not carrying someone behind me with his leash, if that makes any sense. So,
look at Rim face. what you gotta say, Rim? Go ahead.
I mean, even though I never dated a guy, so no.
From a male's perspective, how do you feel? Is that fair? Is that fair or unfair for a woman to sit up here and tell you, well, because you're not on my financial level and above, I can't deal with you?
Ooh, I got
it. You know, it's a tricky subject.
Yeah,
it is. Cause it, to me, it kind of depends on that guy.
Can I say this, Realm? Now, you ain't even finna believe what I'm gonna say. I know you're not. I know you're not a leader. But the truth of the matter is, real talk, a man shouldn't even really be worried about a relationship or trying to do anything until he is stable. Amen. You know what I'm saying? To at least to the point where he's confident in himself, you know, in many ways, including financially, because finances do matter.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And I actually, believe it or not, now, am I a fan of, you know, gold digging hoes and money hungry hoes or anything like that? Nah. But one thing I can say, I'm not mad at any woman that does desire to, you know, be with a man who's able to
provide
for himself. And if they are going to take it to a certain level or whatever, provide for her and build. Right. You know what I mean? So I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't give cats that break. And if they be, oh, man, this chick, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, brother, what are you doing for yourself? You know what I'm saying? And I'm not a fan of dudes who, and I, trust me, I did my little bummy, dusty days myself. I'm not a fan of being nor a fan of a person who tries to live off of a woman.
Right.
Because what, you can't even raise your voice to her.
Oh, let me put it like
and
this.
And you got a curfew.
First of all, dude, I mean, really.
If and you got chores.
You come and you live in a woman's home, and she has already have everything established all the way down to her tiles and the where her tiles sit. And you come into her domain, and you want to be the man, quote, end quote. Now, this is where it gets difficult, because as a man, I've always looked at the man as the head of the household, you know, the provider, the maintainer, blah, blah, blah. You know, my father, he instilled certain values in me. I cannot respect a man, honestly, if he isn't a go-getter in that retrospect. I can't respect
But here's it. The key thing, though. Can I jump in real quick? Because this is kind of another flip. You, as a young lady, had an example mm-hmm. of a man in mm-hmm. Your father.
Right.
Handled his business, made no excuses. Mm-hmm. So you already know what you expect.
Right.
I can respect that. You know what I'm saying?
I know where you're going with this. Go ahead.
No, go.
Drop it.
No. I'm just saying, like, with, you know. Because like I said, Rashad-ism gets banned from being able to say a whole bunch of stuff because it's going to get cut out. So I have to, I can't go deep.
Is that, no, we should, like we to should, go. No, pause. Honestly, pause. We like well,
I'm saying
we
that
like
too.
It when you go deep, okay?
Nah, it's go, I'm going to get banned. Wait, you know how much of my stuff rim cut out?
Chad, listen to me. Now, this is the flip side of that. The flip side is also, sometimes you cannot help who you fall in love with.
Yeah,
okay.
True.
Sometimes you can't. And if you love someone deeply enough to where you want to see them successful, and they might not be on that level yet, but a lot of us women tend to date the potential of a man, not where he actually is in life.
This is what I was going to say too. Because we're going to go deeper. And shout out to the Zoe Williams show, because they say that on there.
Go deep.
Go deeper. Now, you said fall in love. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as men, you know, we'd ask, what are you falling in love with? Is it the slick talk?
Cha-ching!
Is it how it looks? What she said, he ain't, you know, he ain't got no money. But is it how he looks? Is it the, did D hit him?
Who's D?
D.
He's nuts. D.
But no, I'm just saying, because, like, how could I put it? I hear a lot of women say, you know, that they fall in love with the potential and all that stuff. And I ain't here to judge that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know that there's another group of women out there who, you know, are sound within themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I could get into the whole subconscious and law of attraction and all that stuff. But they kind
Which
of
I practice.
Okay. So they usually attract someone who's, as Rim would say, equally yoked,
mm-hmm.
especially at that time. So I think if a woman is living in her head, and not exactly truly on who she is, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Breathe on it. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna come across potentials, and we all do it. You know what I'm saying? We all do it as we grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I feel with you. You know, when women, this is just me saying this. When women kind of have that argument or whatever, I always believe that women, not thoughts, but women, we're talking about. They usually give you the grace period. I think we talked about that before.
Yes, they do.
The grace period. A lot of us drop the ball on that. But,
the grace period.
You know, go ahead. Elaborate on the grace period. You know.
All right, everybody. The grace period is this. A woman who has fallen for you, like the way you treat her, like, you know, things that you tell her, and even might have given you some. So the
like
D,
the way
the,
D, hit
the D, D, you know, they like the D. Okay, so the grace period is this. I like this man. I see a future with him. I want to be with him, but he doesn't have his shiznit all the way together. So therefore, you want to see if he's making moves, if he's doing something that eventually is going to add up to you having that quote unquote fairy tale that, oh, you know, he's going to be my provider. He's going to be my maintainer. We're going to get married and have the kids and blah, 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 blah.
Building
blah.
The fantasy.
Building that fantasy, that dream that we all tend to chase. But I'm saying us single people. You marry people. I don't know what you guys do. Anyway, that sounded so jealous, didn't it? But that grace period, For every woman is different. Some women is unrealistic and they'll give a guy 2 months. Right. Some women are very realistic and they'll give a guy 6 months to a year. Now, after that year point, you start to get feel frustrated. You're like, well, you know, I helped you this. I've done this for you. I got your back on that. You said you was going to do this. You dropped the ball here. The promises are empty. Blah, 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 blah. Then the frustration sets in, and she's like, I don't see my dream anymore.
Yeah, but that frustration is fueled by attachment. Because now you're attached.
Right, you're attached. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women start to play that game where, oh yeah, I love him, but he looking really right over there. Yeah. So what end up happening is that you're straddling the fence to where you want the person that you love to get it right, but you keep turning your eye every time you see something else walk past because it's like, damn.
But that's enough. But would that be another fantasy? Fantasy state of mind.
But see, what happens is your mental starts to change to where instead of going after the dude with the potential, you're going to start wanting the dude who already got it. So you're not gonna go down the same road.
So could that be a reflection of your growth or your reflection of your boredom?
It's not boredom is not the word, because like I said, you're growing tired. Exactly. You probably love this man. You're happy when you're with him. You're happy when you're around him, but you just don't see that particular.
But you know what? With that situation, first and foremost, 100% props for you being real, because a lot of people won't say that. They won't be. And I'm not saying you did that. I ain't saying you didn't do it.
No, I've done it.
But okay. Right on. But you know what I see happen a lot of times in those situations? When a woman doesn't just be straight up with the dude she thought it would work out with and she going to go get the dick from this dude over here.
Oh, no.
I'm not saying you.
Wait, hold up.
No, I ain't saying you.
Look, I had to correct that. I don't mix up in the pool now. It's one.
Okay.
And if I'm done, I will tell that man, listen.
So you don't porcupine.
No, hell no. I ain't got time to be mixing.
It's only one spoon in the soup at a time.
Right. Yes.
Or the porcupine. You know what that is?
No, I don't know
where
what that is.
Where a woman has so many dicks in her, if she had them on her, she look like a porcupine. You know what I'm saying? So no porcupine. But I see women, they leave or they go play over here, then all of a sudden they start catching even more mad feelings for the dude that they played at first.
The grass is not always greener on the other side. That's one of the lessons all that I'm women have is to learn.
Calvin might be mopping now, but one day he'll be on fries.
Yeah. I think women.
So mad at that.
Y'all be hating.
Nah, but it do be like that though. But I think women need to pay attention to men when they first meet him. Cause usually a man tell you, he might not say it like, "Hey, in 2 years I'm gonna be here." 5 years, he might not do it like that, but you can tell by the moves he making of what he trying to do.
But you gotta watch out for the slick slides just too. What time is it?
It is 7:55.
Y'all better. I'm telling you,
it's a good thing we got that DVR.
Right.
Okay.
I can't believe we on here talking about when we gonna wrap the show up so people can watch Empire.
Don't say
ain't
people.
That some ghetto gonna do?
I'm gonna air it on a Wednesday.
Right. Right. Ain't nobody gonna listen to you. Right.
But no, wait, guys, hold on. Look, my Empire alarm is going off.
Wow. Really? It was hella late to this mug, but 4 minutes early for Empire.
Time to shine.
Quit telling everybody my personal business. Shut up.
But nah. I was just going to say, you got to watch out for them dudes, too, that you first meet when they telling you everything they got and everything they do or whatever. Because that's compensation for something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think you just pay attention to the moves they make. Even if it's just little moves.
Right.
They tell the whole story what they're trying to do. But some women have, I think, an expectation is just way too much for certain dudes. Because, you know, a lot of times a guy might not have the resources to go to here in 2 years. Right.
And you know what, Rim? One thing that I see that some women don't like if you ask them, everything you want, there's nothing wrong with wanting whatever from a man. But do you really think you deserve it?
Hell to the yeah.
That And not only that.
Sorry, I had to answer
and,
that.
And that, not that, just that, but a lot of women say, yeah, I want this, I want that, as far as the speed or the level that right. should be at. But if you really do get that, like, would you be really ready for that? Because usually when a guy grow, it's going to be a certain type of change, too. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of women be like, I want a man. I want a real man. I'm like, do you really want a man? What, here, and what that
and
holds?
And it's just like we talked about not too long ago. Women say they want this real man who's doing this, getting this type of money, and all of this other stuff. And really, you want a brother who wins the lottery. Because when a dude is really focused and he's doing that, he ain't going to have that type of time. And a lot of people trip off of that time.
Now, that's very, very, very interesting. I'm so happy that you brought that up because, like I said, that is a excellent point that women require time. They require a certain amount of attention. And when a man truly is trying to go in a certain direction to possibly provide for a future family or provide for a future wife, he will not have that time that she's really wanting for him to wine and dine her, to take her to the park, mm-hmm. to go shopping, to listen to all her stories. Literally, I have been in a couple of relationships where I have went through the fire. When I say went through the fire, like, I can't even tell you the amount of unselfishness that I had to conjure up to help a couple of people that I truly loved in my life. Because at the time, they were not where they are right now. And so, therefore, you kind of look at it like, okay, do you want to be the person that helps and supports, you know, someone's dreams and aspirations and goals and maybe end up with them? Or do you just want to say, you know what, nah, I'm going to go on to this brother who can already do A, B, and C for me and, you know, I'm done. So,
this
I mean.
It's kind of tricky.
It's very tricky.
Because
it's
sometimes when you do that, because I mean, I don't know. I think if you're a generous person, you're just going to be that way anyway. And, yep, and sometimes true. It works, sometimes it don't. Mm-hmm. You know, but sometimes if a person like, well, I'm tired of this, I'm going to go with this guy or this female that can give me what I need. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when you do that, now you kind of got to abide by their rules now because they already there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it can get tricky.
And even after all the materialism and stuff, because I, you know, it's safe to assume that a lot of this is based in materialistic stuff. You know, what about the love? Because you can get with somebody who have all these, who can look great on paper,
yes.
but just don't make you happy. Because I know quite a few cleanup men out there. And they show up to, you know, I ain't saying it's right, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They show up and they feel that
and
void.
That's a whole different type of situation you can find yourself in.
Right. I think it's tight when a woman, like you were just saying, like, okay, take the potential idea. She sees your potential, brother. You see her potential. And y'all grow together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And those usually end up being the best joints. But then you got to also watch that too, because hopefully this ain't a dude who like, oh, now I'm on and popping. I know I can get the moves I wasn't able to get
now,
when I was.
I'm here now.
That's here really, now. Really interesting, you know. Because I just posted something on Facebook earlier today. And it. Hold on, because I really want to. You guys can keep on rapping, because I really want to get this quote all the way right.
I would say I think women.
I found it.
I think they should always they should look for guys that's on their on their level.
Right.
But I don't know really above their level, because I think it's always good for a couple to grow together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It always
but when you say level, do you mean like financially?
It's everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes
because I don't think you should limit yourself to what you desire, but I think you should be realistic, you know, as far as what you can handle.
Right.
You know what I mean?
This quote, I found it. It says, never trade the one that holds you down for the one that just came around. So,
Calvin.
Calvin.
You on them
so,
fries.
You know, I think
I've seen that
you,
happen a lot.
Yeah, but you know what? It goes both ways. Right. And a lot of times, it might be the man or the woman. I can tell from a female perspective, but it's a lot of women that I know that for years would hold on trying to help their man, you know, reach a certain level in life. And then, hypothetically speaking, once you get to that point, honestly, that person who has helped you deserve to live a good life with you and not be cast aside. Now, kind of loyalty?
Yeah.
Some people really don't. Some people will be like, oh, well, thanks.
I don't need you no more.
You know, I don't need you no more. Let me go and do my thing.
Let me go get Becky.
Let me spread my wings. Yes, the Beckys of the world.
Now, see, I think that comes from the beginning. I think that all comes from the beginning when you meet a guy or you meet a young lady. I think you should be able to see that, what kind of person that they may be. If they're a person that will hold you down to, or is this going to be like the one-sided? And how long?
Right.
So, yeah. So it always depends, I think, how and when you meet a person. You know, if you meet somebody and say you like on level 6 already and they on like level 2, it's going to be different when they get to level 6.
And then be real about your expectations, especially as we get older.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like I've, you know, heard women say that, fellas, like, hey, if you want to, you know, be a friend with benefits, say that. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to play the we finna grow together role and vice versa, because sometimes it's just women just need, you know, to pass the time away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, however you get it and however you live, do it like that. But just be, you know, honest about what you expect. And more conversation.
Most people don't choose the honesty route.
Because communication sucks between people.
Man, communication is hell nowadays. But most people do not choose the honesty route at all. But, you know, when you meet someone, they always say you meet their representative first. Right. You know, and then it takes time to actually really get to know someone. It really does. It takes time. You're not going to meet someone who you are compatible with right off the bat. You might have fun with that person, but then it's going to be, what about all the inner stuff? What about all the stuff that they were jacked up about in their childhood? What about all of that?
I'll do you one better. Like, I think a lot of us need to learn how to become compatible with ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, just being serious. And once you know, you're good with yourself, you already gonna know when you deal with somebody else what you'll tolerate. Right.
And what you won't tolerate. Yeah. Hey, you know. And I've been like that for a good minute. Yeah.
I mean, yo, like, we just got cut off. What's going on?
You know what? That was, even they want to go see Empire. Look,
wow.
All right, y'all. Anything else?
Nah, we gotta go because Empire coming on. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah. No, not coming on. It's on. It's like 5 minutes in.
No, we got a DVR. Yeah. People probably will hear this on a Friday, even though we recorded it on a Wednesday. So, Leah, where can they find you besides watching Empire?
Whatever. You guys can find me on Facebook. I have 2 different pages. Aaliyah Sahar Terry. Either one, find me. Miss Rampage. You know, I got my own little thing going on, but I love you guys. I'm trying to get up out of here.
You can find me at DJ Reminisce 10 Gmail. I'm on Instagram, Twitter. They all the same. DJ Reminisce 10.
And you can find me, you can find me, Rashad Ism, RHASHADISM. That's on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And yo, let us know, you know, if you like the show or not. Should it be a part 3? You know, we trying, you know.
Yeah. You know? Send us some topics.
Send us some topics. Send us some letters.
Some money.
Let's get with the 2015. Send us some email. Yeah.
Send us some. Well, that's what I mean. You call email.
Some letters.
You know, some.
Boy, you so old school. It don't even make no sense.
Just, you know, sorry.
Send us a PayPal, anything. We got a PayPal account.
No.
We had to get a Gmail account first.
She's going
to
get the GoFundMe account.
Yeah. Go fund us. Do for love.
All right, y'all. Peace. Hey, okay.
What you want to do? What you want to do? Do for love. Do for love. You tried it out.
everything.